This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 162 for Monday, November 27th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market started the week with positive momentum, supported by vegetable oils. Chicago soil and European rapeseed were both on the rise on Monday. However, Malaysian palm oil was down, while crude oil was also lower as traders await a delayed OPEC meeting later this week. The Canadian dollar was virtually unchanged compared to Friday's close. The January canola contract was up $7 per ton at $702.30. In the U.S., corn was lower and wheat saw sharp drops, but soybeans were steady to lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that nearly 407,000 tons of corn were shipped during the weekend of November 23rd, down 32.3% from last week, but up 30.5% from the same week last year. AgRural reported that farmers in central and southern Brazil planted 83% of the area expected for the first 2024 corn crop, up 3 points from last week, but down 5 from last year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that 26.2% of Argentina's projected corn area has been planted. Ukraine has harvested 24.9 million tons of corn so far this season and exported 5.9 million. However, Russian attacks and severe storms in the Black Sea region are delaying shipments out of the area. The March corn contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.75. 1.44 million tons of soybeans were shipped from the U.S. for the weekend of November 23rd, down 11.5% from the previous week and down 35.3% from 1 year ago. 74% of Brazil's projected soybean crop was planted as of November 23rd, its lowest total at this time since 2015, compared to 87% last year. However, the country will see daily rains over the next 2 weeks. Safras and Mercado, as well as Hedgepoint, reduced their outlooks for Brazil's soybean crop by approximately 2 million tons to between 160 million and 162 million tons of production. The January soybean contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $13.30. Nearly 276,600 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the weekend of November 23rd, down 24.5% from last week and down 2.8% from 1 year ago. Export prices for Russian wheat rose slightly over the weekend due to severe storms in the Black Sea, but European Union wheat prices fell to their lowest prices in nearly 2 years on Friday. Ukraine has exported 5.8 million tons of wheat this season so far, according to its ag ministry. Pakistan issued a tender for 110,000 tons of optional origin wheat, while Bangladesh issued another for 50,000 tons of optional origin milling wheat. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.61. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.97. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.99. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, November 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.